Live, on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody, from beautiful Governor Nelson State Park on the north shores of Lake Mendota in Dane County, Wisconsin. Happy Earth Day. I'm Todd Albaugh with our producer and engineer back at the old world headquarters. High atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is the 24th of April, pardon me, the 22nd of April, 2024. Happy Earth Day, Mr. Zommers. What a great first hour.
Indeed, what a great first hour. We ran the whole gamut there. We had Tia Nelson, we had Matt Flynn, and we had some current DNR professionals to share exactly what they're doing at Governor Nelson State Park today.
It's great. They're doing tree planting out here, prairie restoration. Yes, I talk for a living. And just some general cleanup, too. You don't get to springtime. I mean, those people that have yards, I was up at the old RC, Richland Center, this weekend, helping mom do a little tree trimming and yard cleaning. So it's that time of year. Yards get dirty, and state parks are no exception. So a lot of great folks volunteering out here, planting trees, cleaning things up. You can see a little bit right behind me here, over my shoulder, a little bit of the beach volleyball court. It has been cleaned up and kind of raked a little bit there, and is all set to go. You got Lake Mendota right behind me here over my shoulder, my head, and maybe if you squint real close, you know, off in the distance, you can see the dome of the state capitol on the other side of the lake here. And you got pine trees and grass and a beautiful, beautiful place to go if you're in the area or down in the area, just south of Wanakee on the north shore of Lake Mendota. So what's really cool about the state park system, I think, is that, you know, whether you're a city person, might live in Madison, and you want to get out into a little bit more woods and nature, you can take a short drive over here. If you're in a smaller town, you can drive and not too far away. You can be in a state park and experience that. So, and as one of our last guests here, Mike Ring, the park manager here at Governor Nelson State Park, said, it's $8 for the day to get your car in, or $28 for the year. The year. I mean, $28 for the year, as they say, you can't beat it with a stick. I mean, that's a deal right there. And you know, growing up, I know as a single mom, my mom used to take my sister and I to state parks pretty regularly because, you know, at the time it was even cheaper than it is now. But even $28 for a family that might be, you know, having a lower or moderate income, $28, you can just, you know, if it's not too far away, you can go to the state park, hang out all day for that one price of admission for the entire year. It's a pretty darn good deal. And did your family, Mr. Zommers, ever do state parks when you were growing up?
I did it more with my friends. There is a park pretty close to Manitowoc. There's Point Beach State Park. And sometimes my friends and I would go camp there, just set up a tent, hang out, go and play volleyball on the beach. We tried to play soccer on the beach. Despite the, it doesn't work, but we did it anyway. Good times.
The important thing is you're with your friends, you're with your family,
or
just alone taking a hike and you're outside. Yeah, exactly. You're outside. And one of the things that has been proven medically, scientifically, and our friend Kira Sabin's been on this program and talked about it before, that just being outside and in nature, it's a healing thing for your mental health, for all of our mental health. You know, I know when I worked at L.L. Bean here in Madison, they would actually, the company L.L. Bean gives all their employees they call them get outside days. And they would, in addition to your time, a regular time off, and they just wanted you to get out. All you had to do is you had to pick an activity, a walk, a hike, kayaking, camping, whatever it is, take a photo of what you were doing and then send it to our manager. And he got paid for the day for twice a day or twice a year for going outside.
That's pretty
nice.
And
I wish more. Yeah, I wish more companies would do that and encourage their employees, encourage people to get outside and just enjoy nature, because it's just a great way to clear the mind, to refocus your energies. And I always do. I mean, just being, I hear the bird, I hear red-winged blackbird singing out here today. Saw some other waterfowl as well in the lake. And it's healing. It's fantastic. I can't say enough about Governor Nelson State Park, as well as all of our entire state park system. It's one of those things, Mr. Zommers, that makes Wisconsin great.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
And we appreciate, again, Tia Nelson being here. Also, Matt Flynn, Mike Ring, the park manager, and Zach Stenzel, who is a state archaeologist here at the DNR. We'll talk about Earth Day a little bit more as we carry on throughout the show. Mark from the SAC checking in saying, I learned how to swim at Patterson State Park just south of Superior. Well, how about that? Thank you for listening in, Mark. Also, Mark from Prairie to Sac says, growing up in Douglas County and having found an old two-handed saw blade left over from the logging days and finding many old railroad spikes on old railroad grades and spots where there were remains of a sawmill on a trout stream, I fished as a kid. It was fun finding those clues to the past. Those railroad grade crisscrossed all over the place within a mile of where I grew up. Well, right there. I mean, one of our, you know, the state archaeologists that was on there, Zach Stenzel, talking about, you find history of Wisconsin at these state parks. So, that is absolutely great. We will talk more about Earth Day as we continue on the show here live from Governor Nelson State Park. If you have a favorite remembrance of Earth Day or just a favorite story about participating in our state park system, we'd love to have you call in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Kurt, listening in on WMDX here in Madison, you wanted to talk about our wonderful state park. So, Kurt, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, we have some really incredible parks, but the one I'm always directed to because it's within closest reach is Devil's Lake. And it is really a very unique geological outcropping within, you know, the Great Glacier State. And one of the things I would promote people to do is if they are going to Devil's Lake, I've been doing this for years, is I always take a trash bag with me. Over the years, I've seen trash becoming prolific in the park. And it really catches people's attention when you're walking the trail and you're grabbing small wrappers and cans and bottles and, you know, keeping it the way it meant to be, you know, undamaged by our garbage. So, but I recommend if you haven't been there, you've got to go there. And those who've been there already know why they go back. So that would be my contribution to this day.
Well, I really appreciate it, Kurt. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. Thanks for your listenership as well. You couldn't be more right. Folks that listen to this show regularly know I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin at Richland Center, about 45 minutes, almost an hour, maybe away from Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo there in the Baraboo Bluffs. And it truly is one of the absolute jewels of the state park system here in the state of Wisconsin. If you've never been, really encourage you to go. Beautiful lake, beautiful outcropping, and climbs and trails, and you can camp there as well. But Kurt brings up another great point, and that is it is each of our responsibilities to keep our state park system clean. I would say also, although we were talking about earlier Earth Day, you know, you have people like Governor Nelson, who was one of the giants who started Earth Day, who you have people like Tommy Thompson, who, as Tia Nelson reminded us, actually signed into law and protected more state land than even Governor Nelson, which is fine, she said with her. We can't all be Gaylord Nelson and Tommy Thompson, but we can do our part. And thus brings me to a great text today. They asked not to be identified, so I'll respect that. Here's one. A pet peeve for Earth Day dog owners who pick up their feces the dogs in a plastic bag, then carry the bag until they find some bushes and throw the bag into the bushes.
What?
When others
people
are picking
do
up,
that?
Yes. Right? I know. Shocked. I know. When others are picking up trash, they have to deal with the plastic bag with the feces. And this person says, don't say this is for me. But she's absolutely right. And I've, you know, I've seen
who
this
does
in
that?
Parks.
I've never seen that before, but also I don't have a dog. So, but that's just,
you really never see it.
I cannot believe people would do that. That is disgusting and so irresponsible and just mean.
Oh no, at the apartment I used to live at, the apartment complex here in Madison I used to live at, there was that. Now they've got some apartments now have like the green, supposedly better disposable right. plastic bags. And then they have like a trash can next to it. But not every place has that. And so, yes, what dog owners, some dog owners, they'll, when their doggy does their business, they pick it up and then they just wait for some bushes or some place to toss it where it's kind of out of the way and they leave it there.
And if you just, are a dog owner and you do this, do better.
Do better. But I mean, number one, thank you for picking it up. But I mean, yeah, I mean, dispose of that kind of stuff in the proper receptacles. See, now there, that's practical advice that people can just do their part on Earth Day and every day
practical
to make
advice
our environment and yeah.
that no one should need.
Well, as George Carlin once said, some people need practical advice. So there you go. There's some practical advice for Earth Day. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you on this Earth Day with practical advice or remembrances of Earth Day or State Park System, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app as well. We are live here on a beautiful day for Earth Day 2024. Want to get into a little bit of the other news over the weekend and get your reactions and get into this a little bit. I thought this was a really important story and for the weekend, and it comes from the bulwark.com. People, former conservatives former Republicans, I should say, like Charlie Sykes and others, similar, not exactly like, but similar to folks at the Lincoln Project, but in Wisconsin, Jonathan V. Last of the Bulwark wrote an op-ed here called How Biden Got Mike Johnson to Yes. How Biden Got Mike Johnson to Yes by Jonathan V. Last of the Bulwark. It says, Mike Johnson continues to make good decisions for the country. And man, things are going to get weird if I have to keep writing sentences like that. We'll explain on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're live on location from Governor Nelson State Park on a Monday, Earth Day, on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location at Governor Nelson State Park on this Earth Day 2024. Happy to be along with you on a beautiful, gorgeous George Day. As my former colleague and friend Brian Kennedy is fond of saying, it is a beautiful day here in Governor Nelson State Park. Happy to be here. Happy for all the hospitality. Thankful for all the hospitality from our fine Department of Natural Resources folks, not just here, but across the entire state. All those great people that make our state park system run, our conservation wardens as well, and everybody else involved in the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We thank you on this Earth Day for all your work. Going to get into this story from the Bulwark in a minute, but first of all, let's go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Carolyn, listening on WMDX in Madison. Carolyn, we appreciate you calling in. You wanted to say what about the state parks?
There's a group I just discovered recently called Homegrown National Parks. It's how to add your property to link properties to the, instead of lawns, I guess.
Sure.
And state parks too, homegrown state parks. Everybody's yard could be a piece of a homegrown state park.
That's interesting. So homegrown state or homegrown national park. So kind of just kind of sprucing up your land. I mean, are they suggesting like people could put, if you have a significant amount of property, they could come onto it, or more so just kind of beautifying it?
Just a little. Even little yards, but plant more native flowers. Local pollinators and stuff like that.
Yeah, I looked it up, and it looks like it is largely focused on getting more native plants into our neighborhoods to make the environment healthier. And as just a fun bonus, you get added to the map of parks that they have.
Oh, well, very nice. Well, Carolyn, thank you for calling in and giving us that that heads up on this Earth Day. Very appropriate indeed. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. So right there, Carolyn, thank you very much. Right there, you get some great thank you, Mr. Zomers, for your work as well. So it's homegrown national parks. And I mean, there are so many cool native species of plants. And I know they're doing some of that today here at Governor Nelson State Park, doing natural prairie restoration. And let me tell you something. I haven't done a lot of it on our former family farm. We did a little bit of it. We had a conservation reserve program area and planted natural grasses on it. But our friend, my former boss, Dale Schultz, on his farm, he and his wife, Rachel, they do this wonderful prairie restoration. They do water restoration as well, forest management. And let me just tell you, natural prairie is not saying, oh, we're not going to mow it. That's not prairie restoration, okay? There are very specific species of natural grasses and wild plants that are native to Wisconsin, and you need to work with people in your community who know that, extension agents and whatnot. But then once you get those species going, they're perennials, they come back year after year, and it's a great way to control water erosion. It's a great way to restore those natural species, and a lot of them look pretty cool as well. And once you get them going, there's not a whole lot of management to it necessarily. They might have to do a little bit of weeding or whatnot, but they're easier to grow than, say, a marigold. You have to replant that every year and weed it or whatnot. So very good. Appreciate that, Carolyn. And appreciate that, Mr. Zomers. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Mike listening on WMDX.
Or Matt.
I'm sorry, Matt. Thank you very much, Mrs. Matt, listening in on WMDX. Matt from Middleton. Thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, Todd, I wanted to bring up something that kind of grinds my gears, but it relates to the pollinators, like your last call, and our parks and just ecosystems altogether. I'm concerned about insect populations. They're plummeting all over the place. I remember being a kid in the 80s and seeing a whole lot more of them. And what grinds my gears is this European custom that we got from the old kings and queens of always tending to our lawns too much, cutting everything down, cutting down all the habitat. And I saw something recently that if people stopped doing that so much, we'd recover a whole lot of habitat for little animals and critters and our insects. I don't know if parks are doing anything as far as that is concerned, trying to have more native plants and silkweed and things for butterflies and everything else. That's why what I wanted to bring up. You know, why do people have to mow so much all the damn time?
Well, I appreciate it, Matt. And I can tell you, the short answer here at Governor Nelson State Park today that Park Manager Mike Ring was talking about was, yes, to your point, they are planting more of those native species, particularly the prairie restoration areas. Now, there are more traditional, I would call them kind of grass yards here in the picnic area. I can tell you they have not been mowed yet. I don't know what the plan is. So you're saying, Matt, you're in favor of what a lot of people call no-mow May, in which people say, we're not going to mow our grass in May. We're just going to let it grow. All right. See, I know it's probably the right thing to. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm also thinking of these big apartment complex communities in these areas where they have a lot of like natural grass areas where they cut down just because of the aesthetics or whatever. And that's like many, many yards of habitat for animals. And that's the stuff that's more bothersome. But yeah, even people with homes that don't even use their backyard, and they still have the need to mow it all down all the time, you know.
Right. See, I'm mixed on it because I totally get your point. I know it's better probably for the insects and the pollination, all that kind of stuff. And I, you know, I got no problem with it necessarily. But like on the other hand, it's like I hate mosquitoes. So, you know, I just, if it's wet out, you know, it's very selfish, you understand. I'm not going to deny that it's selfish, but you know, I kind of have mixed feelings. Like, you know, I live in an apartment now, but I mean, you know, back when I had a lawn and like, you know, a house, if I was keeping my grass mowed and having friends over for Memorial Day, would I want my next door neighbors to have, you know, 5 weeks of growth and bugs? I don't know. I mean, I know it's selfish. I'm giving you what I really feel. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much, Matt. Matt in Middleton. 855-52-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dick from Madison. Dick in Madison on the line. Thanks for listening, Dick. What say you?
Well, a memory from the very first one. I told these guys about it last week. I was in ninth grade, and I joined biology club because there were so many cute girls. But, no, we spent the very first Earth Day in two Madison parks just collecting trash, like, the biology teacher gave us all a big trash bag, and out we went. Mm-hmm. Then I want to do a shout-out to a Madison park that's an absolute gem that I grew up next to.
Please.
Olin Park in Madison, Wisconsin, and adjacent to it, that 60 acres that the city purchased about 40-plus years ago, Turtle Point. There's like 45 or 50 acres in there, and it's an absolute treasure.
I live about three blocks from Olin Park, and you're absolutely— I walk over there, sit in the shoreline. It's an absolute gem.
That's the old hood.
I'm over there at East Lakeside Street. There you go, old home day. Thank you very much, Dick. Really appreciate the call. Stay with us. We are live from Governor Dell State Park here on the Todd Allball Show on Earth Day on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at Governor Nelson State Park on the north shores of beautiful Lake Mendota here in Dane County, just south of Waunakee or north of Madison-ish, near Bishop's Bay Golf Course, by the way. Didn't bring my clubs along. Probably couldn't afford the green fees, even if I did. See, I don't play golf well enough to go golf at Bishop's Bay. I'm a hacker, you understand? I golf much the way I hunt. I'm just happy to be outdoors. So anyway, whatever you're doing on this Earth Day, happy Earth Day to each and every one of you. Off the text line, we were talking a little bit before the break there about no mow May. Of course, some people like to not mow their yards for the month of May because it helps foster pollinating plants, flowering plants, and also, you know, insects, helps environmental for insects. And there's nothing wrong with that, you understand. But you know, it does sometimes makes bugs worse or mosquitoes worse. And like if I have people over, and I don't own a home anymore, but when I did, I mean, I think, well, do I really want that? I don't know. Here off the text line, Angie from Monroe, listening on WMDX, says, I can't always do no mow May, especially with an early spring. I could not mow if I just let it go. I have about 2 to 3 acres of mowing. So I mean, right there, I mean, if you, you know, it would, you have to get a herd of goats or something if you let that go. But I mean, for people that can do it, and I know certain municipalities have certain ordinances, so check the ordinance near you in that case. But, you know, whatever you do during May, we can all do our part. I think that's the point on Earth Day. We can all do our part. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call if you'd like to weigh in on thoughts on this Earth Day 2024 live from Governor Nelson State Park.
I do have some thoughts about No Mow May. I know we talked about it last year as we approached it. And I know we talked about the pros and the cons of it. And there really are both pros and cons. So imagine somebody is setting up a place for you to live. You're going to go crash on somebody's couch. Okay. You show up, you crash on their couch. And then one day they no longer have a couch and they change their locks without warning. Okay, that's what it's like if you let your grass grow, you create a habitat, and then suddenly you mow it all down. So you're evicting the bees.
Good. You're evicting bees. All right, well.
So it's that's kind of like, that's not a very good explanation, but that's one con of it, is that maybe instead of no mow May and then hard cut off, you just low mow spring. You maybe set your mower a little higher, maybe don't mow as often.
As one of our callers
mentioned previously with the homegrown national park, maybe get some more native plants in your lawn. Maybe you have a garden of native flowers.
Good, right?
That would be great for the local pollinators.
Yes. Yes. If you have property, maybe more native plants, you know, flowering plants, that sort. We can all, you know, pick up after your dog and don't throw it in the bushes.
Easy.
That's another practical piece of advice. Here's one as well. And I'm gonna out myself a little bit. For those people that know me or don't. So I have this reusable coffee mug. I'm showing it here on the stream, my Badger mug. It's a little beat up now, but I try to use in the mornings when I can my reusable coffee mug, because that cuts down on paper and plastic lids and the sort. If I'm gonna, you know, I try to make my own when I can, using Wonder State Coffee, of course. But if I'm gonna pick it up, I try to have this with me. So I'm doing better, I think, on reusable coffee containers. Where sometimes I fall short is on these. I'm holding this up. This is an Aquafina plastic water bottle. And I know that, you know,
just
people,
get a water bottle.
Well, I know I need to get one of these, you know, reusable water bottles, because you really can't mix, you know, bottles that have coffee and water, because then your water tastes like coffee and like a watered down. It's like the kind of coffee my mom drinks, half coffee and half water. And you don't want that, you understand? So I need to get myself, you know, what is it, a BPA free, you know, water container. And then I do have at home, I have a zero water thing where you have like a charcoal filter that you pour the tap water through. Because, I mean, even in Madison, other places, a lot of municipalities now with PFAS or other things, you're still getting stuff in your tap water you don't necessarily want to drink every day. So I am doing better at home with that, but I need to do better and not buy, you know, the plastic water bottles. But sometimes it's so convenient when you go into Quick Trip and it's right there and you're thirsty. But I need to do better. I realize that.
Well, at least you recognize it.
Recognizing the problem is the first step.
It is.
But that's one of my goals here at Earth Day. I'm declaring I'm going to try to do better in using reusable water containers. There's one example of what we could all do on Earth Day, right?
Yeah. I always, for as long as I can remember, I have hated buying water bottles because of that reason. I'm just like, I should have just planned ahead and filled up my water bottle.
Well, and that's the point. Everybody can do something. Everything helps, because I've talked about this on the show before. You know, I've traveled to El Salvador in Central America, and in the coastline is along the Pacific coast, and been going for, you know, over 25 years, been there 39 times. And I can tell you, I started going in 1992, and I can tell you the last time I was there 4 years ago, the amount of plastic and garbage, but in particular plastic in the Pacific Ocean that washes up on the shores of El Salvador, is markedly greater. And so when we say, well, you know, I mean, does it really do anything when I use that plastic straw, or, you know, keep using those plastic lids, you know? Yes, actually, if you go where, you know, where you got, you know, plastic in the ocean, you can literally see it making a difference. So we can all do our part. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Brian in Maguanago. Brian, thanks for listening in. What say you?
Happy Earth Day, everyone.
Happy Earth Day, Brian.
Thank you. I wanted to bring up a YouTube series I've been finding a lot of videos about, called Carbon Cowboys. And it's all
Carbon
about,
Cowboys, all right.
Yeah, and they're all about not letting your – it's mostly about, like, agriculture and farms and farming, whether or not you have feed livestock or dairy livestock or what type of animals you have, that to not basically – I mean, I'm probably not going to do this justice, but in a rough idea of what they're about is you know, sectioning off your property and only allowing your livestock to eat graze on small areas at a time, and that the other areas are thus allowed to have all the native grasses and plants come back. And then when that happens, all the native bugs come back. And then your the animals, they're spending less money on water to water the land, or they don't have to worry about drought-resistant farming in that regard. There's just so much about it. There's so much that I can't even do it justice. The other thing I want to say, go ahead.
No, I was going to say thanks for Carbon Cowboys on YouTube. Thank you very much.
Carbon
go ahead.
Carbon Cowboys, like at Carbon Cowboys on YouTube or what have you.
Sure.
And then I wish there'd be a lot less restricted municipalities, you know, so that you could do more than just have green grass lawn. You know, like you could have it however you like. Be it a lot of natural plants. I just wish more municipalities did that. That is all.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Really appreciate it, Brian. Thank you so much. Brian in Miguanago. You can be like Brian. Give us a call here, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Appreciate you all joining us on this Earth Day. That was interesting, Carbon Cowboys on YouTube. I mean, my paternal grandparents were dairy farmers and, you know, kind of did a version of that with rotational grazing back in the day, right? Where you would have one pasture that, you know, you'd graze the cows in, and then you kind of let the rest of them go up, and then you kind of rotate them through, so that sort of thing. So I think, having been close to a lot of folks in the ag community, I maintain that, you know, Wisconsin's ag producers are some of the best stewards of the land we have out there. In large part, because if the land isn't able to produce crops or isn't able to produce livestock, you know, they're not going to get a bang for their bucks, and you know, they're not going to make a living. So we appreciate all of our ag producers and what they do to help conservation efforts as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mary from beautiful Wauwatosa. Mary calling in on this Earth Day from Wauwatosa. You wanted to talk about drinking water, Mary. What say you?
Yeah, I sure do. When I started hearing about the microplastics water, you know, the tap water coming out of our faucets, I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible. So I distill my water at home. And so then I checked AI to make sure that distilling my water takes the microplastics out, and which it assured me it does. And I just have to put a few minerals back in the water. But I've been distilling my water for a long time now, and I feel pretty assured with that. And then, of course, I carry it out when I get home.
Wow, that's interesting. So I've never heard of it. Maybe you've taught something new, Mary. How do you, just in a couple of minutes or so or less, how do you distill water on your own? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I have a unit. It's called the WaterWise Distiller. And it's countertop, doesn't take up a lot of room. About every 2 or 3 days, I distill my water. And I didn't measure it. I think it might give me a couple of gallons, maybe 1.5 or 2 gallons of water. So it's my assurance that I'm, you know, not taking in these terrible microplastics. I'm hearing that we are consuming about the equivalent of a credit card worth of plastic every single week. Now, that's pretty worrisome.
Wow. Yeah. That, I mean, I use the zero water thing where it's sand and charcoal and everything else, and it goes through that. But that's really interesting that you distill your own water. A great home tip there, Mary, from Wauwatosa. We appreciate that. So very much. Have a great Earth Day, Mary. Appreciate it. Give us a call. Mary, give us a call this Earth Day, 855-752-4842. We are live from Governor Nelson State Park, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomerins, you're going to have to help me with this one here off the text line. WBZH, friends up there in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, the buzz of the north, listening in,
yeah,
saying, quote, Yeah, go ahead.
Steve and Hayward saying, sounds like Civic Media could sell branded Nalgene bottles. I buy the Nalgene reusable water bottles for gifts year round. Just a thought.
Now, I didn't know how to pronounce that. Nalgene, N-A-L-G-E-N-E.
Oh, you're not familiar?
I am not familiar. I'm sorry.
They're these extremely durable and very useful. Like, they're fantastic. Water bottles. Personally, I'm a fan.
Really?
They're plastic, but they have changed the recipe, so to speak, over the years. So they're, you know, still more eco-friendly and they're not giving you microplastics. Big, transparent bottles.
Again,
super durable, and they usually have like measurements down the side so you know how much water you're drinking over the day.
Look at this. Between our listeners and Mr. Zomers, Todd is just learning all kinds of great new stuff here on Earth Day. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now I have something worthy to bring up at next week's staff meeting. Nalgene bottles branded with Civic Media. That sounds like a winner, winner, chicken dinner. First and foremost, because Todd could get one that's branded with Civic Media. That'd be fantastic. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We are live here from Governor Nelson Park on this beautiful Earth Day 2024. And this is fantastic. I'm watching. You got parents bringing their kids out here now as we approach the 2 o'clock hour. Families taking it in. That is what this is all about. That is what this day should be about. Whether we're participating with family or friends or whatnot, you can just hang out and enjoy this beautiful weather. This is great. I appreciate all the audience participation today and people calling in. When we come back, Mike from Mount Pleasant, more on Earth Day tips. And if you have one of the Earth Day tips for us, give us a call. We'd love to put you on the air or read your text. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app or give us a shout out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all the socials, as the kids say. They say that or not, but I'm saying it. We are live from Governor Nelson State Park. On back with us on this beautiful Earth Day on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at Governor Nelson State Park on the beautiful north shore of Lake Mendota here in Dane County, just below Wanakee, the only Wanakee in the world, of course, on this Earth Day. Beautiful day. The sun is out. Families are enjoying it here, and encourage each and every one of you to get out and enjoy your state park. Remember, only $8 for a day pass or $28 for the season. The season all year long, you can enjoy a state of all of them. Not just one, by the way. That $28 gets you in the door to all of our great state parks across the state of Wisconsin for the entire season. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mike from Mount Pleasant dropped off the line there. So, Mike, if you want to chime in, we'd love to have you call back. But on the line right now, we have Gary in Madison. Gary, thanks so much for calling in, and happy Earth Day to you. What say you, my friend?
Thank you. It is a great day, and it's always been a good day to do what we can. And in fact, my resolve to assist with parks and making lake shores better and so on was strengthened to back a month before the first Earth Day, when a group of us students at UW Oshkosh were planning a sit-in, that is an educational event at Stout University, to discuss planning for the first Earth Day, and we would have taken that home. Unfortunately, I was unable to go. Unfortunately, the group that I would have gone with traveled with environmental teacher Jacob. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name offhand, but he, one of my neighbors and friends went, and the kids and the teacher all died on the way back. And as a remembrance, and the following month on the first Earth Day. I helped to clear up the first purchase of the lake or the river shore at UW Oshkosh, and I've been working on such parks projects ever since. So we can do this as a dedication to those who came before us and those who believed in it, as well as others who might enjoy it going forward.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Gary. I appreciate all the work that you do in the community and around the state as well. You make the point. We can all do something, right? And really appreciate everything you're doing. Thanks, Gary. Really appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We are live at Governor Nelson State Park on this Earth Day. Perry from beautiful Oconto. Perry, thanks for calling in from Oconto. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I got a couple of things here. One is, just want to chime in with the water bottle issue.
Sure.
I think I got this figured out after several years here. And I'll just tell you what I do. I use stainless steel. Nice thing is, it's insulated. Yeah, lasts forever. But I have one that's about 16 or 20 inches or 20 ounces. And I use that. It looks like a regular little miniature water bottle. You screw the cap on, you take it off, you take your swig, and you put it back on. And then when I'm traveling, I also have the old one that Grandpa used to have, those big 32 ounces or whatever. I pack that one full of ice and water, and I refill my little one as the day goes on.
Wow.
I always have
that's
ice
great.
And water. That is great.
Yeah.
I
really appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead, quick. Yeah, go ahead.
One thing I want to mention is I challenge you to get something by the end of the week and let us know.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will do my best to accept that challenge. I got to check out these other. I think this is a great idea to have some Civic Media branded water bottles that we can encourage people to do their part as well. So I will report back. Mr. Zomers will keep me honest. We'll report by the end of the week and see how Todd has progressed on his water bottle quest. How about that?
And that sounds great. And I hope that you go with stainless steel because it keeps everything cold, especially for. But I have two other issues. One is what drives me nuts is people idling their car, especially in the winter, for 20 minutes or whatever. You get no gas mileage out of that. It just adds pollution. That's one issue. And the other thing is when I see garbage along the ditch or something, occasionally I'll stop. And it's not where you go down the whole road, but at least it helps.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great point, Perry. Oh. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling in, listening up there in beautiful Oconto, Wisconsin. Really appreciate that. So really great calls today. Really great practical advice. And I think that this show today to me just shows that this is much more important to all of us across the state of Wisconsin, regardless of our political affiliation, than some people might lead us to believe. That somehow, people really don't, care about conservation or the environment. I think that's hogwash. I think that too often mainstream media assigns it, and we talk about it in terms of, quote-unquote, environmentalism. And then you have people, of course, just like every other subject out there, there are extreme examples of certain things, and then it gets politicized. And I hope that today's show, if nothing else, makes you think and makes us all aware that smart conservation is part of Wisconsin's rich heritage and rich history. And then a guy like Gaylord Nelson, who started out as Matt Flynn reminded us, as a Republican, and ended up being one of the great Democratic lawmakers in the state of Wisconsin, or Tommy Thompson, a longtime Republican who saw the value of conservation and helped set land aside, like the Mississippi River roadways and also the Lower Wisconsin River roadway and many other places in the state, that protecting our natural resources should not be a partisan thing. It should not be just one party or the other. This is something that all Wisconsinites, we might not agree on everything, obviously, but to the person who is a big gun person who enjoys hunting in northern Wisconsin or wherever, that individual wants clean lakes, rivers, and forests, because if those places aren't clean and environmentally conservation friendly, the game isn't going to thrive there. Same people that fish want good waterways for fish. Same people that hike, that enjoy birding, want good forests so they can see birds and enjoy the natural resources. They might be hunters, but they still enjoy those natural resources. This is something that Gaylord Nelson taught us, that as we said at the top of the show, vote for people that respect our natural resources. And hats off to Nelson and Tia Nelson and people like the other folks we had on today, of course, Matt Flynn, also Mike Ring, the park manager here at Governor Nelson State Park, and Zach Stenzel, a great state archaeologist as well. Thank you, Tia Nelson. Thanks all of you. Thanks to Mr. Zommers back in the studio. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn continues our Earth Day coverage next hour. We'll see you back in the studio tomorrow from Governor Nelson State Park. Get out there, make Earth Day every day, and keep banging your drums.